This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, we on. Testing. 1, 2, 3. You know what? This is the microphone. Testing. This is the microphone. Testing. Ooh. This is the microphone. Testing. This is the microphone. Testing. Ooh. Testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's go. The worst guys, we about to go in.
Worst guys.
Welcome to the Worst Guys podcast, everybody. You are listening to the greatest show in the world.
In the world.
It's Ria Bezos, Cecilia, and Mark Julie on the microphones. And we're coming to you from the Cliff Central studio, baby. Thank you so much for downloading or for listening live. We appreciate you. Shout out. Honor. Appreciate it. Love. Appreciated Silver Surfer in the flesh. You know what I'm saying? Silver Surfer in the flesh. Yeah, baby. Today is such a dope day, as every day is. Man, I love the sunrise, dog. I love the sunrise. I don't know. Getting up in the morning and getting it feels so good, man. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's a new day. What's your favorite time of the day, bro?
All day.
You know, the afternoons are hard for me, dog.
I'm the guy who's representing this theory of the concept of time not existing. Like, there's no. Yes, you can run out of time in terms of your lifespan, but like, there's just day and night.
Yeah. I hear that. Yeah, but there's certain points of the day where I feel better than others. I don't know if that's a thing.
Like once I'm elevated,
once as soon as I've smoked one. No, but for me, the afternoons are really difficult. For real. Like, I just feel like sleeping. Like, it's like a siesta time.
Yeah, you know, no, it's because time. You just ate lunch and you got nigga-itis now.
Yeah, man. Today we talk about something really interesting. I think we've all thought about this, but we've never really dived into it. The most influential families in the world, who are the most influential, well, that we know of, because there's levels to this shit, right? I think there's so many levels, and I think there's levels that we here can't even fathom. You know, I am of the belief that there are people like the higher powers, you know what I mean, the man, so to speak. A lot of people think it might be a conspiracy theory, but I don't know.
Like, there's people running the world. There's families
Yeah. Families. Some might say aliens, which I'm not averse to. Firstly, if you don't believe in aliens, we can't chill. Just like if you don't believe in ghosts, we can't chill, dog. What are you doing here? You know this planet is some crazy shit. There's some crazy shit going on, you guys. Crazy shit going on. Yeah.
You smoke too much. I'm joking. No, but for real, like, crazy shit does happen. Extraterrestrial beings existing, definitely. I can definitely agree on that. I think it's not even ghosts. It's actually the terrestrials moving in silence.
Real G's moving in silence like lasagna.
I think, not even joking, some of the greatest artists, even the ones that have died, for example, I think they might have been aliens and they were about to expose themselves for being aliens. Then the God is like, whoa.
You gotta go.
Come. Yes. Ampor.
Yeah. Okay, maybe not aliens. Let's not take it that far. But I genuinely do believe that there are levels to the shit. Just like in business, you know, you get to your business and then there's a boss. And then you start at the bottom. Then you go to a manager's level. And then after a manager's level, you kind of go to the next manager's level, senior manager. And then, you know, you start to see that there's always another level. You know, the absolute boss of Louis Vuitton has somebody that he's trying to break through to in his own fight. You know, his own strive for greatness or success or whatever that might be.
Yeah.
You know, that will never stop. Kanye West has barriers in industries that he can't get into. As great as he can be or as influential as he can be in his own sphere, some people are like, shit, imagine being as influential as Kanye West. I'd be able to do anything. But there's so many things that he can't do.
Imagine being as influential as that guy.
Yeah,
that guy maybe is like
that guy.
Until you get to the top.
Gold.
The last, you see, the man on earth before gold.
Yeah,
is basically
saying,
imagine being as influential as gold.
Yeah. Who's that guy? That's what I want to know.
Do you think that God is on some, imagine being as influential as that guy? Like, imagine if there's somebody, and we just don't know, that's much more influential and powerful than like, imagine, like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, like, imagine God is somebody's bitch, right? Like,
No. Do you know what I genuinely believe? It's that Mac Miller line about God. It's like, everybody want to be God. Besides God, he want to be like us. So I think that's just my own philosophical take on it. But let's take it to a more realistic level, right? To a place that most people can connect to, right? Let's talk about the royal families, you know, the royal family rather. And, you know, we just saw the royal wedding and how much hype and media a wedding like that creates. You know, and it's a talking point. It's a big talking point. The fact that it's an interracial relationship in Buckingham Palace, that's huge, bruh. That's huge for the movement. Like, we undermine it. We make jokes about it. But, dog, they are like, wow, guys. A lot of people in there are like, sure, no, we're losing. This is the end. And it might be.
Okay.
It might be.
It might. But we talk about the influence that they have and the power that they have as the royal family. Mm. What's to say that 3-4 years down the line, Meghan disappears?
Oh, well, dude, it's not out of the ordinary for the royal family to take one of their own. Diane, Princess Diana.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, what's to say that history won't repeat itself?
We're
so happy that a nigga's in the
Buckingham Palace.
Buckingham
Might
Palace.
As well call it the White House, actually.
In the Buckingham Palace. But, I mean, we're sending one of our own there. We might have to say, hey, when a million, get out.
We need a spy, dog. We need a spy. We need somebody in there. We need some intel. Meghan Markle's got the intel. Anybody, hey, whoever's in Meghan Markle's WhatsApp group, they've got the tea, boy.
Yeah.
They got the tea. They know how much the last slave cost. They know Alice, boy. Where's your children?
And where all the gold is hiding.
But besides them. No, but that's influence. That's real impact on people's lives, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And then we go to the celebrity side of things, where we're looking at musicians and the influence that they have on society.
Even when it's combined with the influence that the royal family has, I'm going straight directly back to them.
Mm.
Who's this now? Elton John.
Mm-hmm.
So Elton John got knighted mm-hmm. by
Sir Elton,
exactly.
John.
Not even just him, Alex Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much more?
That's
power?
The highest, you know, that's the cap. It's literally knighthood. It's like, you are now the shit.
Yeah.
Before that, you ain't nothing. You know what I
like,
mean? Well, in that world, we'll get
exactly.
to Africa flourishing in a minute. Yeah.
So now, like, can there ever be another guy as lit as Elton John? Sir Elton John. Sir Richard Branson. Sir Alex Ferguson. Can there be another lit coach? Like, who? Jose Mourinho is just Jose Mourinho. The chosen one. He's not Sir Jose Mourinho.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But they're more likely to give it to British people. But anyway, what I'm trying to get to is, like, we look at something like This Is America from one of our faves here at The Worst Guys, Childish Gambino. And the discussion it caused, you know, people have been talking about America loving guns and how we just carry on idly by and pretend it's not happening. But that really blew the conversation out of the water. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, what kind of level of influence is that as opposed to the royal family knighting somebody? You know, maybe that conversation has more value than a knighthood. Do you get what I'm saying?
It's basically... It's an artist's influence, and that is purely based on your following and the people that are engaging with your art. So, for example, you can take it on a direct level of how many followers does he have on Instagram, for example, All right, that's his level of influence. For and if you compare Donald Glover to now Taylor Swift, and you compare her figures, then you're like, okay, sharp. Taylor Swift is much more powerful. But if you look at it in actual, how do I say,
in the real world,
yeah, I feel like now, okay, Donald Glover has more power.
Okay, wait. Let's try break it down like this. So you're saying the influence of musician and artist is limited in that capacity that they're musician and artist, and then there's politicians, and then there's
I don't think anything is limited. Kanye is breaking that limit, for example.
Yeah, but that's a new thing. Do you know what I mean? So now if we're talking about the big boss dogs of the world,
yeah,
it means we're not counting artists. Which I think is to schneid them, it's to snub them, because artists see that side of the world. They are outside of...
There's a certain part of that world that they represent.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
without
yeah.
them, there's certain influences that we wouldn't have had in life.
Mm, mm, mm.
So to rule them out completely, I feel, is like it's not doing them justice.
Yeah. So like for me, someone like Michael Jackson...
You see what I'm saying?
He's like one of the most influential people of the world, not just musically, but, you know, look at just dancing. Michael Jackson created dancing. Like all the dancing that we see, pop, lock, everything stems from Michael Jackson, you know, and his art carries on. It lives through generations. People are still doing the moonwalk. Jaden Smith, you know.
That's, look, Shaza's also skin bleaching now.
Yeah. And the things, we mustn't undermine the things that we love as a society. And I mean, genuinely love, not materials. I'm talking about the things that we go out to do, the things that we pay for. Those are the things that influence our lives, you know. I like to think about it this way. When I listen to music now, it's so much more influential on my life because I'm experiencing these things that they're talking about, you know. And moreover, I'm listening to the advice. I think rappers have like the greatest advice.
So who's
in
the most
world?
Influential artist? Or I can't say most influential at the moment, because we'd have quite a debate. But I'd say the top three, shortlisted to three, influential artists of our time, living right now. For me,
Jay-Z, Kendrick. Between Jeezy and Cole to take that third, Drake. Because I'd say Cole, because I prefer his art as, you know, a lyricist and a rapper. Mm. But Drake's influence on like the club scene, the general hip hop scene, is massive. A party doesn't pop if a Drake jam doesn't pop.
So you're saying
it's real.
Now I'm looking at it in a sense of like not just music, just world power.
Jay-Z.
I'm saying Jay-Z, Kanye West, P. Diddy.
Yeah. Boom. That's a great one. Yes, I forgot the goats. It's because you see, they low-key.
And the fact that they're so low-key. Dude, for example, look at it in the sense of when South Africans, all right, South African artists, they meet up with... Your Swiss Beats, all right, cool, no, fresh.
Mm.
You know, they meet up with your ASAP Ferg, all right, no, fresh. But when Black Coffee is at P. Diddy's house party, no, Black Coffee, whoa, what are you doing?
And the thing about those guys...
There's another level of respect
that comes
with it.
The things with those guys is that they flipped the script, man. Ciroc, he turned into Ciroc into something when it was nothing.
Kevin Hart was even in his book, right, there's a part where he was talking about when Jay-Z came to one of his live performances, and he was like, yo, Kevin, this a big day for you. And then Kevin's like, yeah. And then Sean asked him, yeah, you know why it's a big day for you? And he's like, no, why? He's like, because I'm here.
Yo.
Straight up. Because I'm here. That's how you know this is major key.
That's bars. That's true. If Jay-Z was at my comedy show, I'd be like, I fucking made it, yo.
Exactly.
You can't even debate with me anymore.
So like, and it's even for Jay-Z in his capacity, it's even amplified even more because he's got the queen on his side.
That's what
Don't
I mean.
Don't tell me about the queen mother.
Okay. We'll get to the outside world, but now the music game one is interesting because there are a lot of powerful
Artistry
families
taking over.
I 100% believe that. 100% believe that. But let's look at the powerful families in music. Okay, so we've got obviously the Carters, right? Killing the game. We've got the Kim Kardashian Wests. We'll just call them the Kardashians because obviously the Kardashian curse kills all the niggas up in there. But I still think Kanye West ain't dead. No man can kill Kanye
there
West.
There was a clip that I saw on YouTube.
But a woman can.
There's a, not YouTube, on Instagram last night where, who is this now? Travis Scott was seen coming out of the airport and going to his car, obviously being escorted off to wherever he's going. And the paparazzi is just asking him hella questions. TMZ vibes. As he gets closer to the vehicle, then they just pop the question. Yo, Hillary or Trump? Yo. And then he's like, psh, Kanye West.
Hey.
The fact that after all the bullshit that's been happening, and Kanye can still, that's, Your level of power, I think, can also be determined by
how much shit people are willing to take from you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chris Brown.
Yeah, hey, man.
Yeah. You still wake up. You want to wake up in Chris Brown's body.
I don't care. I woke up.
You know, you wake up in the body of...
There's tattoos on my neck.
You know, you wake up in the body of... of a sexual offender.
Ah, dog.
A puss.
It'll be lit.
But you know, you still lit.
I woke up in Malcolm Julius' body.
So now, that's what I'm saying. Chris, Kevin Hart, for example, as well. The level of influence that he has. Like, it's different industry. It's comedy.
Mm.
You know, he's totally changed the game
as well. And it's inspiring, man.
You know? Because if I look at the content of, like, some of the GOATs that I know, and ones that you've mentioned to me, your Dave Chappelle, your Chris Rock, they've got that other edge where they like to talk about current affairs. Kevin Hart is a totally different style.
Mm.
He's made it off of just being his goofy self.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he tackles, like, yo, this nigga was racist. Oh, you won't be racist. That's not Kevin Hart.
But his
power, how much have all of these artists influenced love into society?
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting to about the power of artists and how the understanding about love and beauty and God more than anything else is something that we tend to undermine or undervalue as society because it's easy. It's in our earphones. Mm. We take it for granted. And that's why people don't listen to music. They hear it. But dog, listen to the things these people are fucking saying, bruh. They literally give you the secrets to the world. You know, the keys to society, how to open gates, how to, you know, a certain way of tuning your mind. I don't want to say think, but, you know, a certain level of openness and understanding of a universe bigger than yourself, you know, that there is crazy shit happening on this. It's like we live in a planet and out of space. It's wild and it keeps on turning, yo. And it's there's more to what you see than what meets the eye. So that's what I think about the artists. But let's quickly, before we get carried away with the artists, because I know we're in the game, so we love it so much. Let's talk about who you think are the most powerful families at the moment, or the one most powerful family in hip hop. And then we'll go to the rest of the world and who we think is the most influential group of people or person that we can see, because there's levels to this shit.
Most powerful family in hip hop is Carter Knowles.
Carter Knowles, hi, 100%. Second place goes to
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy, he barely has a family. It's so broken.
But anyway, dog.
No, I'm just saying, like, he has kids from different mothers.
The world is his family.
Yeah. No, I hear you. But P. Diddy, yeah, influential very much so.
And I put Kanye third just because he's going through some things in life.
Yeah,
right,
man,
now.
Shit, life gets rough. One day you're cock of the walk, the next you're a feather duster. That's how it goes, bro. Life will humble you. But I don't think he's out and out. I don't think he's down in the dust.
Like, and then I'll go further than that. Then I'll say, if I'm going to make number four, I'm saying, don't forget your Lil Wayne. Don't forget your Birdman.
I think Lil Wayne is not there anymore.
What?
Not there.
In terms of influence?
In terms of influence right now.
Dog.
Not in what he has done, because what he has done in terms of changing the game for sure, but in terms of now and like the ability to continue to change the game,
he
hasn't changed the game in a while.
World jump type shit.
No.
Okay, now I understand from that perspective, but I'm just looking at it in the sense of like
what he's done for the game. Yeah, for sure. He's a
Nicki, Drake.
Yeah.
Two big hitters.
And just the style of rapping, very much simile-based and pun-based, which is something like Childish Gambino's raps based off. So yeah, okay. Now, the big question that everybody's concerned with is about, you know, the capitalists, the politicians, who are the big dogs, okay? So obviously America has a big play on what happens in our world with Donald Trump being... president and leader of the free world. He obviously has to get mentioned. I do think he has some influence. But, you know, this is going to sound weird, but I think Trump is doing more good for society than people might think.
How?
In terms of us having to now figure out where we stand.
He's
as a whole, you know, because firstly, he was elected. So there are a lot of people who are on his side. There are a lot of people who agree with him. So we have to consider that, especially as liberals, like, fuck, there's another perspective here that we have to look at it, because it wouldn't be our reality if it didn't play a role.
But I think we've always known that side has existed. But
yeah,
it's
but
just
now
been
it's in
a
our
thing
face.
Of, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. That's what Trump's helped us with. He's brought them out. You know, ever since Trump, the KKK thing came out, you know, like, fuck, shit, these niggas are still here. We gotta shoot these niggas, you know?
Exactly. Trump gives them that sense of entitlement, like, hey, no, but we can be racist if we can, you know, grab up on the pussy.
But yeah, but that's fine, because we are never changing them. We just want to eliminate them. I don't mean like... Not murk them, but I mean like, we just want to take them out of our society. Whatever that means, whether it means prison, whether it means banning swastikas, whether it means, you know, banning racial protests, whatever. We want to know they exist, and we want to show them in the light so we can remove them or understand where they are.
Hey, you eliminate, I mean? Remove,
remove, clean up. There's a clean up on Al White. Clean up on Al White. All right. You know what I'm saying, though? So in that sense, in terms of our discussion as a society, where we're like, okay, no more. There's been a lot of no more. And it's kind of world spread, and it's across genres now, and he's kind of influenced, you know, even the Me Too movement, because it started with like, how can the president say grab it by the pussy, you know, just so casually? This is the leader of the free world, yo, fuck that. So they say no, this has happened to me, this is my, you know what I mean? And then it also goes into the racial thing, like, no guys, this is fucked up, this is no longer acceptable, we can't accept this, you know. So now we've gotten to a point where we're either going to tip over or we're going to sink. You know, we're going to tip to the other side and have a good life, or we're going to sink. So for that, Trump has value. And that's powerful on its own. So I still think America, whoever holds that seat, that's literally Game of Thrones, the Iron Throne in the world. If you want to be a leader in the political sense, you're chasing the White House. Because you'll have a stronghold on so many of the connected countries that America has, you know. So he's up there. He might be King Joffrey, but he's there.
Yeah, he has his influence. I'll give that to him.
All right.
But I think I still stand by the fact that he's a puppet for the guys who really hold the power.
Okay, so now let's go to people in business. Like the Googles, the Apples, the
corporates,
yeah,
the corporations.
The corporates. Yeah.
The most powerful corporation.
Yeah, Google, hey, obviously.
Google, Facebook. My nigga, Google, if they're taking Facebook. You to court, you must know that you're powerful. Like, yo.
I'm going to go with Facebook, yo. Shout out.
The government.
Bottles of champagne.
The government are being shooketh by this tech guy.
And he's
so cool in that courtroom.
Yeah.
Mari, you guys still don't understand this technology.
Yeah.
You know
it's still going to muff us. He knows because he's ahead of the game. You see, this is the thing with the corporates, which scares me. You know, politics, you know, it doesn't have, you don't have as much influence because it's not your own ideas. You know, they see the future like artists do, but then they build corporations and they have that marketing ability to grab onto people and make them feel like they need the new iPhone. Now everybody has the new iPhone. Oh shit, let's put on some shit on the iPhone
dude,
that we want them to see.
It's you messed
know?
Up.
You know
to
what
the
I mean?
Point where, like, for example, your it's so much about capitalistic gains that other iPhones become obsolete, software becomes obsolete, you can't use them anymore, which forces you to then upgrade your device.
And they do that on purpose.
Yeah.
We have the technology to make a phone last long. We have that we have all the technology, but they say it's the same thing as healthcare. They are keeping us sick.
And that's another way to look at it. Career paths that are becoming more influential. The arts and technology. Technology is
take
always...
Take it off, dog. It's over.
It's game always.
Over. I'm going to get my drone to take my milk for me in 10 years from the store. I can promise you that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the internet, if you know how to code, my guy...
You're in the game.
You're in the game. You're part of the matrix, right? If you're still trying to figure out the system, honestly speaking... Right now, I would say if you're not in the arts or the IT scene or that technology field, you need to reassess your life.
And
I'm not talking in terms of any other career paths being shit. They have their roles and they're playing their roles right now. But I'm looking long term in the future.
The future
where we are
coming.
Going.
Yeah.
You need to. Your mind needs to be technologically advanced. So taking subjects like even the schooling system is going to change.
Yeah. But
computer science is going to be like, you'll take that to matric.
Yeah. But like, think about what I'm saying in terms of, you know, the man now, the ultimate man, because we know Google got all the answers because you give it to them every
Rothschild.
Day. But now, yeah, the Rothschilds, we're talking about the Kennedys, we're talking about, you know, big, powerful families. Because look at the medicine industry, right?
Yeah.
These guys make sure that you are dependent on medicine so that you have to go to the doctor and buy it, and then you have to get medical aid, and then you have to get all these things that force you to contribute to their capital or their worth or the system that they've put in place.
For me, I feel like it's just the same way that hackers and all of these antivirus things come about. For example, they come up with the virus and then the antivirus for it.
Yeah.
So they come up with the illness and then, okay, so what are we going to call this one? Ebola. where are we going to put it? Oh, just put it in Africa.
You know, standard, don't Africa.
Just put it somewhere in Africa.
Standard.
Okay, what about South Africa? No. Cape Town is there. Please don't do that to
don't
Cape Town.
Shit, huh?
They're already lacking water right now. Like central. Put it somewhere central. Yeah. Where they don't have freedom.
Yeah. Well, it won't matter much anyway.
You know, somewhere where the UN will never think of setting foot in. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And then they come in and then they save us. And then we need them to.
And then it's another thing for, okay, then Red Cross does this.
Yeah.
For Ebola.
They came with
then the
food.
Corporates donate.
Wow. Poor Africa. Yo, shame.
Isla. Fucking bring medicine.
Dog. No, but even your fucking medicine, man, you've made us dependent on that shit. You know?
You see?
So now they've got
it. It's a circle of life. Like,
now we have
to
break it.
How long will we keep on seeing videos of children in Africa with flies
in their eyes?
How long?
That's why we love Black Panther. They don't get it. But a lot of white people do get it. I won't even lie. A lot of people that I'm talking to. But that's what we mean, all right? We have to break the cycle. And I think the way of breaking the cycle is by thinking differently about who it is that influences our world. And who we really listen to. And who we really love. Don't vote because everybody's been voting. Think about what you're doing when you're voting. Do I respect this person? Do I trust this person? Am I willing to give my life up to this person? And I don't know, when I look at government, I'd like to say no on all of them. Thank you very much.
In the wise words of Mac Miller, think for yourself and you'll find out that a lot of these so-called authorities are bullshit.
Yeah, baby, you're listening to The Worst Guys. Hope you're enjoying the conversation. Hit us up on the Twitter streets at @_worstguys or on Facebook, The Worst Guys, and Instagram, baby. We'll be back. Let me know how. Let me know.
was Frank Ocean. At your best. Ocean, it's Eddie Frankie. De Frank, it's Eddie Ocean. At your best. Where your best is where you are at.
Yeah, I just saw a part of this video, right? That I've been thinking a lot about, because obviously if you make a music video and shit, if you're an actor as well, actually, and I've been getting more and more in the acting game, and I'm starting to see these guys, dog, they go in, bruh, in the bedroom. They go in, dog. They make it look so, so fucking real. And now I'm imagining now, like, if I had a girlfriend and I'm out here fucking bitches, literally, on set. I don't know how I feel about that personally, you know what I mean? Like, that seems like it's a bit rough. But, you know, it's something that you have to do. I heard Meryl Streep on a Gold Cast, it is Gold Cast, right? Motivation talks, like, being an actor is like being a whore. A lot of the times you have to work with people you don't like, you have to kiss them, you have to sometimes even get into it with them.
I think actors are too much in their feels, man. So that thinking, I understand that. A porn star. A porn star actually takes the dick.
The dick, yeah, you take the spirit.
You know? Like, imagine being that guy, they tell you today, Mark, okay, we're shooting another scene. Alright, so we got a granny for you to fuck today. You're like, shit, I don't know grannies was on the itinerary. Now when you're searching for the categories that you're in Jilfs now. Nigga can be found all the way out in Jilfs. Next scene, you just walk in and you see chains hanging from the ceilings. You see whoops. Mm. And you're thinking, okay, I'm going to be the dominant. No, my nigga, you're the submissive.
You're the bitch now. They're changing up the script.
Do you see how much life can just flip the script on you?
Yeah, I feel like
the porn industry is actually quite rough. So, like, these actors who have to do soft porn. My nigga, y'all can do soft porn all you like. Don't tell me.
Yeah. I'm down, dog. I'm out to suck a tit on a music video. I want to make a lit music video. You know, like...
guys.
No, wait, I'm going buck. Like Mac Miller, the Star Room music video. I don't know if you've seen it. Dog, and you know what it is? This is what I don't think most people understand about music videos. Play is the exaltation of the possible. So when they're showing you asses and, you know, bitches in bikinis and shit with money in their pants, they're literally telling you, guys, this is possible and this happens every day. So you can pretend and lie, but I'm going to take it there. You know what I mean? Like, Mac Miller's out here. All he's doing, it's not even a green screen, it's a red screen. The car's bouncing. There's like a chick sucking his dick in terms of the way the camera's viewed. And it's just asses next to his face shaking with money in them. I'm like, huh? Dog, that's all you're doing, dog. Ass. The whole video. Even Anderson .Paak has come out with some dope ass new video. And I'm like, yo, I like this. Take it there where nobody else can take it. That's your job as an artist, just by the way.
Take it there.
If it exists, nakyabua. I'm talking about it. If it can happen on this goddamn planet, we have to be able to talk about it. Otherwise, we're nothing but bitches. Anyway, let's get to the news stories that have caught our attention over the last week, man. It's been crazy as always. It's been real, real crazy. All right. The most intense thing for me that has been happening over the last week or so are these cash in transit heists. Man, it's dangerous out here, especially at Goli. I heard of one here on the M1. Dude, like a Wednesday night, straight after Wednesday last week when we recorded.
Thank God I got out of the city.
Bruh, like just here, I travel on that road every day. That's the craziest shit. But now I'm also worried now when I see these things, because how often do you see a fucking Fidelity van or whatever?
And now I work in Sandton, and you know these guys, they all collect there. That's like a hub of collection, my boy. Like, Coin comes there, SBV comes there, Fidelity comes there. They're different brands to these motherfuckers, dog. So now, I never know. Dude, I was walking in the back passage, walking back to work. There was one coming to collect from our store. From a distance, obviously, he can't see who I am, right? He just sees my melanin. Or what does he do? He reaches for his strap in the passage. But he was he was standing on guard. So I'm like, no, homie.
Yeah.
You think I'm really going to try and take that... I know what's been happening. I just heard recently, there's been about 96 cash in transit heists.
Jesus.
In the last 9 months.
I keep hearing more and more about it. You know, the news is filled with these cash in transit heists. And I just want to know if it happened, like, as we leave now, pa, 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 you get away safely and there's cash flying all over the place. Are you grabbing?
I think it's the same guys trying to get the same damn thing. So can we just let them have one?
No, dog.
And then
they're
done.
Are you grabbing? The money's flying all over the place. Are you grabbing some notes?
Unless it's already... You know,
no, it just happened. See, it's going down. No police, nothing but this cash falling from the sky on some Breaking Bad shit.
Yeah, as long as there are other people as well, I need human shields for when the police come. You know, police have no more dog.
Especially when it's hot, they just go in and shoot to kill.
Dog, like it's even the way those armed guys are. All right, you need to have specific sort of training as a security guard, especially also to be one who handles firearm.
Yeah, automatic. All right? Automatic.
You can't be tatazeling.
Yeah.
I saw one the other day, dude. He's turning so unnecessarily the whole time, as if he's like he's in the army. This is Baghdad. I'm like, my nigga, this is Sandton City. Chill the fuck out.
Chill.
You know, and. That sort of uneasiness, you know, not being able to be calm looking in your peripheral, keeping it cool, calm and collected, you know, you'll be able to see something if you've got proper training and you're vigilant and you're woke.
You'll feel it before you see it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's been a situation where somebody was tatazeling like that and misfired because he saw somebody just running in the mall.
But that
person was just running because they were late for some shit. Next thing, skrpa, papa.
Yeah. I always say this. Whatever the situation, be more calm.
Yeah.
No matter how intense it is, if you are more calm, you are more capable of handling it and being better suited to handle it. Because it's never that hurt. Whatever's going happening, it will pass. Whether it means your death or the pain, it will all pass. You know what I mean?
Even in terms of performances, whenever I perform now, I go onto YouTube and I listen to like ocean sounds. Instead of
Yeah, then you get in your own head, you're like, yeah, shit.
I'm eating your food and fucking your bitch because you was alive. No, you can't go now tell jokes after that.
Yeah.
You're gonna die on stage.
Okay, cool. And then the next story, this is something that's been very, very funny for me. The Drake and Pusha T beef that's going on. Ish. So Pusha T dissed Drake on his latest piece of work produced by Kanye West called, the song that he did.
Kanye West is also say that.
Kanye West is involved in the clapback. The clapback is deep, bruh.
By Drake.
Yeah, bruh.
Yeah, but
so
what
good.
Did you expect?
And he did it within hours of that thing being released. Hours. Because obviously it's about the ghostwriter thing. Which, by the by, if Drake is ghostwriting, I don't give a fuck. He can take off a mask and reveal himself as Leon Schuster. I don't care. As long as he does what he does to get the music that he's making, I really don't give a shit. Like, he's great. Whatever you do to do that, keep doing that. That's what I appreciate him for.
Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish. You know what I mean?
But anyway, he got and then he came back right back. He's like, the audacity. The nerve. Yo,
somebody balance me, please.
He's like, he had to stretch. Father had to stretch out his hands to get it from me. I was like, because he helped Kanye on his Father Stretch My Hands and 30 Hours and shit like that. So he's like, Father had to stretch his hands out to get it from me. I was like, hey, Drake, stop, dog. He was giving me the chills, bro. Like, Drake is amazing. So, yeah. He really, really went in on that. And then another quick story. I don't know. I just found this hilarious. The Maps Maponyane Nom Zabo thing. Twitter's going crazy. And you know, these are the best times to be watching Twitter, dog.
This is just a disclaimer. Maps Maponyane is not really black just because black men don't cheat.
Holla.
Black men don't cheat.
No. Truth is ever spoken.
Mops, please don't just expose us. Yourself, please, my nigga. Especially, and now you're doing this. I'm yellow bone ass, my nigga. Do you know what you're doing? Do you know what you're doing,
Fit?
But
how do you feel about that, bro?
Mops cheating.
Yeah, do you care?
Hey, dog, it's easy not to cheat when no one wants to fuck you.
That's so true. It's really easy not to cheat.
So my nigga Mumps, I understand you just didn't have the willpower. You know, to keep your dick strapped
Mumps
up.
Mumps is that guy who always has the, you know, we believed in Mumps. Mm. You know, he was the guy who's not
but
a cheater.
But can I be honest with you? Yeah, he doesn't look like a cheater. Mumps looks like he cries after he comes.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Now, if Mumps is cheating, who can? What can we expect of everybody else?
You know, it's like the dude.
He's the quintessential, like, suave gentleman of this
Maybe
generation.
Maybe that's why ladies love bad men, because bad men are bad from the beginning.
Yeah, and they tell you straight up, we're the worst case.
Yeah.
Hey, we're bad men. It's a bad man to tell. Your facial face.
My quack.
Yeah, man. So I don't know, man. I always thought Mumps was like, you know, the guy to look up to. You know, I think everybody falls prey to something better. Cause apparently this is what I heard word on the street is she's a virgin and she ain't putting up.
Who is flame?
Noms up.
What? Somebody else is chewing that somewhere. Whatever chappies.
Imagine, no, dog. Imagine being Mumps, dog. The sea.
No, wait. Noms Amo, but as a fish here.
That's what I heard. Okay, it's not confirmed. Yo, but it was on a comedy night before the show, so it might be spicy.
I don't know, man.
But if it's true, please tell me.
If it's true, yo, Mumps, I hope you're making dollar, because that la bola. Yes, sir.
Yes, it's gonna be
a virgin. Yeah. I'm a virgin natura. Yo,
man. Thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of The Worst Guys, man. That closes our show off. But no, it does not, because we've always got something good going on for you, man. If you guys want to follow us, please do hit us up on Twitter at @_worstguys. Follow us on Instagram, The Worst Guys. And what else do we got? Facebook? We have Facebook. Did I say Facebook?
Yeah. Just find The Worst Guys.
Yeah. We the guys with the bow ties. We the type of guys with the bow ties. Okay, I just need to find a dope instrumental for us to rap out to The Worst Guys cypher with. Because you know us, every single week we come out with a song on the spot. Imagine. Who's doing that in the game, dog? Can you call him out?
Should we just do the instrumental of Nice for What?
Okay, let's see. Let's see how that sounds. Yeah. Oh shit, I should have put in instrumental. Let's do that first.
Cause I feel like, you know.
Talk among yourselves.
You know. Talk amongst yourselves. Just revise what we've gone through.
Yeah, revise. Take notes.
I think it's a bit much.
There's a test next week. There's gonna be an exam, so you might as well study up on your shit. Maybe we should teach them some Zaa language. Yeah. Zaa language word of the week.
Hixi.
Used as a response to anything that is surprising, in a similar way that you'd use the phrase highball. Repeat after me. Hixi. All right. That's the word of the week from The Worst Guys. Let's see what this beat has got for us, eh? I'm gonna make a song for you on the spot, yeah? Let's take our mics down because this beat is a bit low. But we're going on it, man.
Explain my... See, now, I'm tired of explaining myself to these people, saying that the worst guys are superstars. I need everybody to actually try and comprehend that we are superstars. You're a superstar in your own being. You just gotta tap into your greatness, spread your ego wings, and soar, and fly.
And fly.
Let's all be great.
Hey.
I woke up this morning, 6 a.m. and I was on the road to make a show for you so you can actually see what I'm doing for you. I'm trying to motivate you every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday's the podcast on cliffcentral.com. We the bomb, worst guys, every day we do it. So sing along to the words of the song. If you feel it, you're feeling it right now. You're feeling it right now. I'm making my mama proud. Hey. She see the money slowly coming in, and I can't make to make the dividends go into her bank account. Into her bank account. Make it all fat and stout. Yeah. I got my mama back because she always had my back just like that.
We're great now. We are stars now. We've been riding around town till the dawn now. Yeah, we're great now. Yeah, we're stars now. We've been riding around town till the dawn now.
Hey.
We're great now.
Hey.
Yeah, we're stars now.
Stars now.
We've been riding around town till the dawn now. Yeah, we're great now.
We're great now.
Yeah, we're stars now.
We're stars now.
We've been riding around town till the dawn now. Riding around town till the dawn in the morning. I don't give a fuck. I ain't snoring. That's boring. I'm much cheddar, get my cheddar. You are cheddar, getting pepper. You a bit spicy, trying to get at
so
me.
Spicy.
Nobody knows me. I'm just being me. So I keep it fresh. I keep it style. I keep it low key.
Low key.
Cause I'm West Guys G. Everybody know me. Worse. When they looking for trouble, they always looking for me. Tell me I'm a gangster. Tell me I'm the shit. Hey. But I don't give a fuck. Cause I'm here in the pit. I've been down real low. So I don't give a fuck about you and your flows. Cause your brain is really slow. I mean, you been to college. You got an education. But you out you in the world and you have no relation. I'm here at the Cliff Central motherfucker station. Trying to preach to the nation. You hear my words? Yeah. I'm not telling you a game. This is the truth when I speak in the booth. Yeah, it's the worst, guys. We've been telling the truth since day one. And we're still having fun. And we're still gonna get the money. We're still gonna be funny. And we're gonna still be running the game every single day. I'm spitting in the booth. I'm always telling the truth. You know what I do. Yeah, we great now. Yeah, we stars now. Yeah, we riding all night till the dawn now.
The dawn now.
Yeah, we great now.
We're great now.
Yeah, we stars now.
We stars now.
Yeah, we running all night till the dawn now.
Hey.
Dawn now.
I just want everybody to start believing in themselves and the power that they have. That's all we're trying
You're
to
great.
Do. Think for yourselves and you'll see
You're
that
great.
You could be anything that you want to be.
You're
just because we're doing it doesn't mean that you have to do it. We're just trying
You're
to
great.
Show you that you can do it. It's been possible, dog.
You're great.
The world is your oyster.
You're great. You're great.
Don't
You're
let
great.
Anybody
You're
tell
great.
You can't do
You're
it.
Great. We out.
Worst.
This is CliffCentral.com.